Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation scripture reading for this evening hour can be found in the 6th chapter of the first book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 6. But we will first sing from Psalter 224 and the first three stanzas. O God, no longer hold thy peace, no longer silent be. Thy enemies lift up their head to fight thy saints and thee. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 224.
Before we read from the first book of Samuel, chapter 6, we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe a holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 6. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us, wherewith we shall send it to his place. And they said, If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then yet ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all, and on your lords. Wherefore you shall make images of your emeralds, and images of your mice that mar the land. And you shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your lands. Wherefore then do you harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now, therefore, make a new cart, and take 2 milk kine on which there had come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which you return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the sides thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goeth up by the way of its own coast to Bethshemesh, then he had done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milk kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of the emeralds. And the kine took straightway to the way of Bethshemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Bethshemesh, and they of Bethshemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kind a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh offered burnt offerings, and sacrificed the same day unto the Lord. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord. For Ashdod one, for Gaza one, for Ashkelon one, for Gat one, for Ekron one. And the golden mace, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of the country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, "Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us?" And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you."
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal Lord, Thou who art in the heavens in Thy high and holy place, of whom Thy servant did say, Thou art very great. He did see a little of Thy greatness, and was impressed within his soul by Thee, which we lack by nature, for we have lost our knowledge of Thee. O give to us that grace, and that he also received, for that was to Thy glory, it was to Thy honor. And so would it be even in this day, when Thou would give to each and every one of us that new birth, by which we would learn in a moment to stand in awe and reverence of Thee. Then we can read in Thy holy word that Thou didst speak unto the people upon Mount Sinai, and they did tremble and quake. Then they had to flee from Thee, for that mountain was all in a smoke. Then they did see no way that they could stand before Thee, for Thou didst thunder upon them the words of Thy holy law. O Lord, Thy servant, he says, I sink in the deep mire where there is no standing. Oh, that we may be given eyes to see what it shall be for us to stand before our Maker. We soon also will receive that message. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live, as it is received by so many in this world. And there is one after the other also among us. Remember those that mourn. Prepare us to meet thee in peace and in righteousness. O Lord, take thou us, young and old, together by heart and hand. For we have sinned against thee, and thou knowest that our hearts, they have no desire for thee. O, we are of the earth, earthy, and we are made of flesh, and we have departed from thee with no intention ever to return again. And we have a religion to satisfy our conscience. And there is no love for thee. Oh, grant us then from above the power of thy irresistible spirit, that we may be taken by heart and hand. Oh, that we may be taken from that broad way that leadeth unto destruction. Lead us through that straight gate and upon that narrow way. Oh, that is not able to go around, but it must go over every mountain and through every valley. Then it shall need thee in everything, that thou may stand near, that thou may help, that thou may deliver from every transgression and from every power of the enemy. O Lord, then it is a people that are on a pilgrimage. They do see that they have to die and they have to stand before thee. And they do see that they cannot stand before thee. O grant unto each and every one of us this evening hour. For it is thy holy day and it is thy institution. And thou hast said, if thou wilt take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. O, give us such an ability, O Lord. And wilt thou be in our midst as one that serveth in this evening hour, to go from heart to heart and from pew to pew, and to work a miracle in the hearts of many. Thou art the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Thou sayest it in thy holy word. O, give us then to storm thy throne of grace. For the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. O, that we may each and every one of us in our life forsake the world and every former friend. O, that our eye may be upon thee, and with all our expectation not from men, but by that Spirit of the Lord to receive of thee that which we do not deserve, but what thou hast laid away for thy church in all eternity. O Lord, we beseech it of thee this day. Thou hast given thy Son to suffer and to die. O, what a great humiliation. And then he has made himself even as those who had sinned. He has taken upon himself that curse that was due to the sin of his people. O Lord, apply it also in our days. Thou hast done it in the days of our fathers. And they have spoken of it. They have written of it. O, give that it may be heard also. Our elders, our deacons, they go forward on house visitations. From house to house among us. O, could it please thee, Lord, to give that their ears may yet hear something in this and that house in the midst of us, from young and from old, of the teaching of thy Holy Spirit, that we as a congregation, that we may receive the undeserved blessing from above, that the windows of heaven may go open in the last days of this world, wherein Satan does seek the youth and the older ones together, wherein his devices are so many, that are so inclining to our own sinful and miserable hearts. Oh, that thou would put away his devices, and wilt thou protect each and every one of us therefrom, and deliver us from his grasp. Oh, Lord, take us, each and every one, and grant unto us light from above, life from the dead, that shall never die. To whom else can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. And in this evening hour we are again so dependent upon thee. But it is thy own promise that thou wilt be the God of Jacob, but also of his seed. And we also are baptized. We are also are brought into the outward covenant. And so that word of grace is coming unto our ears and to our minds. Oh, that it may never be a savor of death unto death in each and to each of us. But may it be a savor of life unto life. Give that life to burn. And that thy children also may be given to speak more. Oh, that there may be more instruction in the knowledge of self, and that thy dear Son may also reveal himself more, and that there may be more of that leading and that growing in the way of grace, and that is less and less and to become nothing in myself, and to receive everything more and more from thee. Oh, Lord, that is a people. They will say he is white and ruddy. He is the chiefest among 10,000. Wilt thou give it to be heard in the midst of us? Remember all those that bring thy word this day, this evening, daily over the length and the breadth of the whole world. Also upon the mission fields to the heathen, those who have never heard. Oh, open also their eyes, their ears, their hearts, their understanding. Remember our government, all those that rule over us in the local government, in the provincial, in the federal government, that thou may cause us again to turn unto thee and to thy word, that all that is made legal in the way of sin, we may become so ashamed of as a people, and that we may turn once again, for thou sayest, blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. Oh, that thou would forgive all the iniquity also on this day, when there are labors even this in this our town, upon thy Sabbath day, so we cannot meet together. But Lord, wilt thou grant men to understand, and that thou wilt show unto them the blessedness of thy service. Look upon all those that are afflicted and all those that need thee in special ways. All those that have left thy truth, that have heard it in the past. Wilt thou grant them also to consider once again and bring them with weeping and with supplications. Lord, thou hast the power and we have no power. We beseech it of thee this day. Look upon those that lie in the prison, the innocent, the guilty ones. Supply thou also for them. And all those that help the needy and be on their right hand from day to day. And when often it is a task which takes all their strength and is also affecting them inwardly. Oh, that thou may strengthen them all for their labors. And wilt thou help also husbands to do their labors in the midst of their occupations in this world? Could it please thee to bless the labors and to give strength to labor the 6 days diligently and faithfully before thee? And the mothers also in the homes day by day, if there may be children also to care for, oh, give love for one another. Give a forgiving of all of our trespasses to one another and before thee. And oh, that all together we may be given to bow before thee and to seek together that one thing that is needful, and that we may urge one another also to flee that carelessness of our life, and that we will not be content to serve this world, but that thy Spirit may draw us unto thee. Look thou upon us then, O Lord, in mercy. Be with those that have no children. Be with those that are not married. Be with all those that have special needs, young and old, together in body, in mind. And that thou may look upon the soul of young and old. Be with us in this evening hour. Thou givest us thus far a little more strength for which we may acknowledge thee. O Lord, help us further to do all the labors of our hands. May thou continue it in thy mercy. And wilt thou give us also what we need to feed thy people. Lord, thou knowest what we stand in need of. We did not choose this work. Thou knowest. Thou hast said unto us. Thou hast put thy words in our mouth. Prove it, Lord, tonight. Oh, grant it in this evening. When from our side we do not know how to bring it in this night. But Lord, could it please thee to show us the way. and that there may be a little hunger and there a little thirst, and that may draw food from us, thy servant, that thou, even as thou didst to thy disciples, and may take that few loaves and those few fishes, and that thou wouldst multiply them for the feeding of thy people. Lord, convert us unto thee and forgive all that is sinful in thy holy sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 302, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. The Lord unto his Christ hath said, in glory I enthrone thee, till all thy foes in triumph led, and their sovereign king shall own thee. From Zion shall Jehovah send thy scepter, till before thee bend the knees of proud rebellion. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 302. Beloved congregation, there is a warfare between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan that has been from the beginning, that will be to the end of this world. The church has many enemies, and the Lord has the prince of darkness, who is that arch enemy of the church, on a chain. But sometimes that chain that seems to be very long. The Lord said already to the devil, after he had tempted our first parents, "It shall bruise thy head." But he also said, "Thou shalt bruise his heel." And thus the Lord is giving sometimes much permission to the devil, to the enemy, in the life of his church. But the enemies of God's people, they are the enemies of the Lord. And when they touch the people, then they are touching the apple of his eye. There is people that are looking for deliverance, but they cannot see it. They cannot behold it. And therefore there are so many fears. Therefore there is often so much weeping in the life of God's church. And yet the victory for the church of God that is absolutely sure. The Lord says that they that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him. That the enemies, they shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall bow before him. All nations shall serve him. That is now what we see in the words of our text for this evening. With the Lord's help, we wish to consider together 1 Samuel 6, verses 11 and 12 in their context. 1 Samuel 6, verses 11 and 12. "And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their emeralds. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Bethshemesh and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Bethshemesh." So far the words of our text. The enemy compelled to submit unto God. First, gifts of recognition. Second, a testing reluctance. Third, a train of forced humility. The enemy compelled to submit unto God. First, gifts of recognition. Second, a testing reluctance. Third, a train of forced humility. The ark of God was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. 7 months. The enemy has endured the rod of God. That is, from city to city, from plague to plague. Man does not learn so quickly. Nor there is a rebellion that is living in the heart of man by nature. After 7 months, we read that these Philistines, they are compelled. We read about mice. Some think that they have brought it out of the city. They have brought that ark into the open field because they do not know what to do anymore. And then the Lord has sent mice. That those mice have destroyed all their crops. So that as long as they are holding on to that ark of the Lord, then they have to experience something of the curse of God. And now after 7 months, those lords of the Philistines, they are compelled to send that ark away. They need to be admonished. Those heads of state, they do not just want to bow. They had cried out to their young men, "Be strong. Quit yourselves like men. That you be not servants to the Hebrews as they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." And they have fought. And they have won that battle. And they have come back victorious. They have come back with a great trophy. With that God of Israel. Oh, they have come back rejoicing in the strength, in the might of their own fish god. But they have rejoiced too early. Because now we see that they have to admit defeat. That was not according to their flesh. That was not according to their desires. And if they had not been forced to do so, they never would have done it. Listen to those priests. Those priests of Dagon. They give advice to the lords. "Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts? As the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts, when he had wrought wonderfully among them, did they not let the people go and they departed?" Thus, these priests, they needed to admonish these lords of the Philistines. They knew the history of Israel. And it is a wonder if we learn from history. We know history too. Do we also learn from history? From that history that we know? Do we actually learn as much as these heathen priests here have learned? Because now we hear them asking, "O lords of the Philistines, what are you going to do? Are you going to now send when the first plagues are coming? Are you going to give in? Are you going to admit defeat? Are you going to give honor unto that God of Israel? Or are you going to do as the Egyptians have done when they have denied and denied and denied and they have waited until the 10th plague and then they were destroyed. O children, young people, we do not want to, there are many things we want to learn by experience. We need to learn by experience. You understand that, especially in a spiritual way. But there are many things we do not want to know by experience. Then it is good if we are looking around us. Then it is well if we are learning also from the experience and the dealings of the Lord with other people. And then that is not only here in our life, but also we can read of the experiences of people in the Word of God. Thus the callings. They are coming here unto these heathen Philistines. And even these heathen priests say, how long are we going to wait? Because we have seen others. Congregation, how is it now with us? Or how long are we going to wait? How soon are we going to bow? How many callings have come to us? Or did these heathen priests now put us to shame when they will show to us the Egyptians? And when they will say to us, how long do you refuse to hearken unto the Lord? Why halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, serve him. If Baal, then follow him. These heathen priests are admonishing that these lords do not send away this ark of God empty. No, they must send away a gift. They must send it with a trespass offering, probably. And they have heard of those trespass offerings that the Lord has required of his people upon their guilt. Then those offerings, they are corresponding in number to the lords, the princes of the Philistines. 5 emeralds, 5 mice. That was according to a heathen custom. And in that custom, then there is a representation of the plague wherewith the Lord has plagued them. And then they would give this representation unto their gods. That was an acknowledgement to their God. That God is the one who has afflicted them with that plague. And then it was at the same time a kind of a gift, a kind of an offering, that they may give back unto him something. Thus it is not just worthwhile mice, worthless mice, but it is golden emeralds and it is golden mice. So it is some kind of a fine, some kind of a compensation for their fault. They will ask their God to mitigate his wrath. They will ask their God if he will deliver them. And therefore these priests, they say, give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Natural man has a measure of natural light. Thus, there is light that the Lord gives in a special way that is unto his people in that new birth that is light from heaven. But man has also a natural light. And by that natural light, we can see that these heathen, they know something. They know that an injured justice is requiring satisfaction. We can see that in these heathen and in all the heathen in this world. when they are bringing their gifts. Thus, these Philistines actually now would gladly try to purchase peace. To purchase peace from that God of Israel, that he may deliver them from the judgments which are upon them. When judgments are upon us, oh, then indeed there is, in our estimation, no price that is too high to pay in this world. The Egyptians, they were afraid in the last plague that they were all dead men. And what did they do? They were so willing to take all their gold and all their jewelry and give it all to the Israelites and say, "Be gone, that we are not all dead men." Oh, how valueless do all the riches of this world become when our life is coming to an end? Is that not so? When we have to mourn the loss of our loved ones, and when we ourselves must see that death is approaching, then we do see the truth of God's holy word, that all is vanity. And now these priests, they have, even by that same light of nature, they have sufficient understanding that there has to be some satisfaction from that injured justice of that God of Israel. And that is now something, that light of nature, that is leaving each and every one of us without excuse. As we are going over this world with an unconverted heart, then we are without excuse, with that little bit of light that we may have from the Lord, even in a common way. But we see that though it is enough to leave a man without excuse, it is not sufficient to show him how he may return unto God again. Because what do they bring? Gold. What do they not understand? They do not understand what Cain did not understand. They do not understand the necessity of blood. Thus they bring gold instead of blood. That is our ignorance. That is our ignorance of our deep fall. That is our ignorance of our sin and of the requirements of the Lord. What is the punishment for our sin? That is death. That is our life's blood. They do not understand it. Neither do they understand the way of salvation. Those poor people. Isn't it, children? You know it, don't you? Do you know what the Apostle Paul says? He says, without blood, there is no remission. You say, they have a picture in front of them. There is that ark. Or there are those cherubim. There is that mercy seat. Oh, look, Philistines. On that mercy seat, do you see those stains? Over and over again. Upon that mercy seat, has been sprinkled that blood of the Lamb. But they are heathen. They have no instruction. And they do not understand it. Maybe we don't understand it either. Though we have so much instruction, do we understand, congregation, the necessity of blood? We think, really we do. By nature we think that we can be saved without blood. Or it is in the life of God's people that not until the Lord is revealing this unto them that they are seeing the necessity, the preciousness of the blood of Christ. Who says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We go to our second thought, a testing reluctance. Last time we saw how slowly that those Philistines, they are coming to recognize the dealings of the Lord. After 7 months, after so many plagues, after so much destruction, then we find that these lords of the Philistines, oh, they are still so loath to bow. They are still so reluctant. Oh, that pride that is living in the heart of a man. And we see even from those priests, oh, the manner in which they say that ark should be returned. That is a manner which is portraying to us a picture of reluctance. Those priests, they make a plan. And they are going to test the God of Israel. If it is really so that his hand is upon us, if it is really so that he has brought to us these diseases, that his hand is on our God, if it is really so that his hand has brought that multitude of mice, oh, then he also should be able to guide the other animals, the beasts of the field. We will see if he will do it. I wonder, children, what do you think? Do you think that the Philistines had ever subjected Dagon, their fish god, to such a test? As they are now going to test the God of Israel. What do they have to do? They have to take 2 milch kine upon which has never come a yoke. So we have farmers. You know much better than I, because I have never seen it in my life. But I can read in the Word of God that there speaks about an ox, a bullock, that is unaccustomed to the yoke. And I see that a little bit sometimes. They are going to train a horse, and then it has to go so slow. You cannot just jump on him. But first, a blanket over. He learns how to have a saddle on his back and so on. And now these 2 kine, they are to be animals which have never in their life had a yoke upon their shoulders. They are not trained. They are not accustomed to it. So we know by nature what is now going to happen when we throw a yoke over those 2 animals in a sudden way. Then they are to be not males, but they are to be females. And those females, they have calves, little ones, children. And I think you know that better than me too. Little ones. And when you will take that mother away from that little sucking calf, what will happen? She will not like that, will she? And then she is always going to be trying to go back again. Oh, that is very difficult, to separate that mother from her calf. And so those priests, they say, never had a yoke. Plus, they are cows, the females, that have calves at home. Now you must take that ark, make a new calf, and make a new cart. Put those golden mice and those golden emeralds on that cart, also with that ark, that gift. You must tie that cart to those kine, and then no human hand. Then you have just to let this go. And now we are going to see what is going to happen. Thus they say, we are going to put now this matter to the test. Is this the God of Israel? And if it is not the God of Israel, then what? Then we say that it was just chance. So in their mind, to the very last, is still a question. All the plagues upon their God, upon their people, from city to city, their fields, and there is still living in their heart a question. Can you find yourself with these heathen? With these heathen men? Oh, I think it is not very difficult, congregation, to find ourselves among them. And now they are going to make it as hard as possible for the God of Israel. Actually, they are going to require, if he will have us to acknowledge him, then they will require that he will do a miracle. A miracle. And if he refuses to do that miracle, then we are going to say it was chance. Thus they are hoping, they are making that so easy on that side of chance, aren't they? They are so hoping that it will turn out that this was just chance in their life. How bold is man? How daring is man? Lying under the judgments of God, and then to demand, before we will acknowledge him, we will demand that he does a miracle for us. That was no different than we can read of in the New Testament. Show us a sign. And Christ says, there shall no sign be given you but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And really, these Philistines, they are receiving from the Lord that same sign. When the Lord is permitting that ark to go in that way of humiliation, down into death, and the Lord, he is going to bring that back again. But that people, they are so blind unto the sign that the Lord gives to them. How long suffering. that the Lord is, to suffer himself to be prescribed to suffer himself to be demanded, and to give unto these Philistines that sign that they wish to see, that the Lord is hearkening to the voice of a man, and that is even unto the heathen. What happens? Oh, they let those kind go. They're going to see whether or not it is now going to go unto the way of Beth Shemesh, that is 7 to 10 miles away. It has first to go over a large plain, over a hill. And then it comes again to that plain of Philistia. It must go up unto on another hill, by the edge of a steep cliff. There is the junction there of two plains, and in the valley below, there is that valley of Beth Shemesh. And what do we read? And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. Miracle. A miracle that is showing the evidence of the power of God. It is showing unto these Philistines that the God of Israel is not as Dagon, their fish god. But this God of Israel, he is the living God. He is the creator of the world. And he has every one of the beasts of the world in his hands. There is no one to lead those animals. There is no forcing them. And yet within those animals, they are sensible of the forces. They are sensible of the natural forces that are making them desire to return unto their calves. We read they are lowing as they went. But they are sensible of another force. And they are sensible of the force of the power of the God of the heavens and of the earth. Evenly, orderly, these calves they are pulling together. No, they are not bucking their yoke. They are not pulling one to one side, another to another side. As an ox that is unaccustomed to his yoke. But they are going straight to that way of Beth Shemesh. Oh, they are not turning to the right. They are not turning to the left. No, not for one moment. Because they are guided. They are guided by an unseen hand. They are serving the will of their maker, their creator. Oh, what an astonishment. That must have been for these Philistines. That the Lord actually gave it to happen. Because now what they thought was impossible, that is now happening before their eyes. And the Lord is confirming in such an evident, in such an outward way, the source of all the judgments that have laid upon them for these past 7 months. Oh, what they have doubted for those 7 months is now so unmistakably clear. And what they have so hoped to believe, to give over to chance, to blame on chance, they see now with open eyes that it is the hand of that God of Israel. What do they do? We want to see that after we sing 49, 1 and 2. The ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. All kindreds of the earth shall own and worship Him as God alone. 1 and 2 of Psalter 49. A train of forced humility, and the kine took the straight way to the way of Bethshemesh, and went along the highway lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Bethshemesh. Congregation, in the Bible times, when an army would return from battle in a victorious way, and then they always came back in the same way. And what was that way? They came back leading their captives. Thus, that victorious king went in the front, and behind him had to follow, against their own will, all those whom he had taken captive. See now this procession. It is going out of the land of the Philistines. What is going in the front, boys and girls? There is no man. No man. There are those oxen. And that ark that is on that cart. And who is following behind? 5 lords of the Philistines. And likely also a very great train of people. 7 months ago, that people had rejoiced. They rejoiced over the people of the Lord. They rejoiced in their God. They rejoiced in Dagon. They came home with their trophy. And now look at them. Now they are meekly following behind that ark of God. Are they shackled? No. Do they have chains around their feet, children, so that they cannot run away? No. No. And yet they go. Why do they go? Because they are so rejoicing. Because they have so much glory here. Oh no. Oh no. They are so humble. So humbled. The enemies, they lick the dust. They lick the dust. There is an unseen hand, and he makes them go. He makes them follow. Do you know what the Lord says in his word? That the Lord has sworn. Sworn by himself. That every knee shall bow to him. All our knees. But how? Oh, do you see these men? They are paying homage. Homage to the God of Israel. How will we pay homage to the God of Israel? Now those Philistines watch those Bethshemites. They take that ark, they receive that ark. And then what? Then we read, they return to Ekron the same day. Solemn thought. They just see it. And then they go back again. Just like Orpah. They return again to their people. And they return again unto their God. What do you think, young people? Maybe you have thought in your life, you know, if I only, yeah, if the Lord would do some great wonder, if the Lord would perform some great miracle, if an angel came from heaven, or some other thing, then I would be converted. Then I would believe. That is not true. Just look at the signs that the Lord gave to these Philistines. Miracles. Miracles. Do you know what the Lord Jesus said? That if someone would return from hell, and he would stand here on the pulpit, and he would preach to us, we would still not believe. If we will not believe the word of God. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Do not look for a miracle. A miracle will not convert us. A miracle, if the Lord leaves us, that makes our heart harder than it ever was. And we go back again to Ekron. We go back with Orpah unto Moab. No. All ask the Lord for his spirit. They return to Ekron the same day. They go back. No more ark. But there is a remnant. A remnant in that land of Israel that feared the Lord. And that remnant, they have mourned. The loss of that ark 7 months ago, that was because of their own sin. And they have mourned the loss of that ark. But do you know what they did not have power to do? They did not have power to get it back. They had power to sin it away. But they did not have power to recover it again. That remnant mourned. Then there came a day, to their great surprise, so unexpectedly, that enemy, he just had to let it go. He had to let it go. And now I ask you one question. What part did God's remnant, that weeping remnant, have in the return of that ark? What part? None. They had no part in it. That was the Lord's work. That was the Lord's doing from beginning to the end. That was in the Lord's dealing with that enemy. And the only thing that Church of God did was to receive it once again out of the hand of the Lord. Let us go a little bit into the future. Then I see a grave. There is a great stone. Then I see a mourning people. Mary Magdalene. And the other women. They are sitting over against the sepulchre. The disciples. All from their side. There is no more expectation. From their side, there is no more hope. And that enemy, he is rejoicing. Because now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. And they will be sure. They have placed guards also around that grave. That enemy has been victorious. But congregation, that enemy, he has rejoiced too soon. Because there came a day when the devil, he had just to let him go. Just to let him go. Then he could not keep him in that grave for one more moment. How low that he humbled himself. So that all the enemies rejoiced over him. So that Satan thought and believed that now he was victorious. But everything is not always as it appears to be. Do you understand that, people of the Lord? Everything is not always as it appears to be. Do you understand that, young people? When you see that weeping remnant, when you see that people that have no power, that have sinned everything away, that have lost the battle, that have no power to bring it back again. And so they mourn. And you say, that is now a people. I have no desire, maybe. Oh, young people. Everything is not as it appears to be. Because there came a day that death and hell was weak against the power of God. That Son of God has risen from the dead. Oh, there came a day of rejoicing. Oh, the salvation of God's church. Whose work is that? That is not their work. That is the work of the Lord. That is experienced in their life. Often a very painful experience in their life. What is their work? Their work is to sin it away. That is what they do. That is what Israel does. What is the Lord's work? The Lord's work is to deliver them. What is he called, boys and girls? He's called the Savior. He's called the Savior. And he is going to get the honor. And the people, God's people, honor? No, there was no honor for them. But there was a blessing. And how will he get it for them? Oh, it is going, congregation, in that way of humility. What a power. He is the living God. Do you believe that? That he is the living God? Do you feel something of that power of the devil? Maybe some of you do. You say, I've been going to church now for many years. And oh, I bend my knees. And I read God's word. I come up to the house of the Lord. I say, Lord, convert me. And I am still the same. Still with a heart that loves this world. Still nothing but hypocrisy. Then you are discouraged. Is that so? then you say maybe that there is no hope. And I knew there is a strong man armed, and that is experienced. There is a strong man armed, but there is a stronger than he. Do you not see it here? That hand of the Lord. Oh, how powerful. Oh, how mighty. They had no power, God's children, against that enemy. Do you have no power against that enemy? No power against him for yourself. No power against him for your children. That you say, Lord, the devil, he has us. He has us in that grasp. He has us in that dust of death. And I have no power to deliver myself. And I have no power to deliver my children. Oh, congregation, that is so true. And I am so glad if you may experience that you have no power. Oh, you say the devil has them. Death has us. But I read in that word of God of one who had the power. He spoke. He spoke. And that lunatic, oh, the devil just had to let him go. Just like that. Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth in one moment. He came forth from the dead. No, we have no power. But that does not mean that that power is not there. No, he says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it is by his power, not by the power and by the might of Israel, that the Lord has conquered that enemy and has made them to give up their prey. O congregation, it is by the power of the Lord alone, young people. Oh, it is our responsibility, yes. Oh, yes, it is. But if I could only show this now to you. It is by the blessed and sovereign power of the Lord that his church is being converted, that a man is being born again. There is no might, there is no power of man that is able to do this. We cannot bring it forth from our own side. No, there is but one place for you to go, and that is upon your knees, believing that he is almighty, believing that he is able to convert us, and that he is also willing, because he has given still a church in this world where his word is going forth, that there are still those who must be converted unto him. Oh no, there is not reason for discouragement if only we may see where it all comes from. Oh, bow your knees then. Also, people of the Lord. Oh, you say it is so true that we can only sin it away. And we have no power anymore to bring it once again to us. That is true. Is it not a wonder that it is also not in your hands? We can read when the children of Israel were in Babylon. They hung their harps on the willows. They wept. And where was their deliverance? We read the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. And when the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, then everything changed for that morning church. Oh, the Lord is the Savior of His people. Oh, then go to Him. Confess to Him. Let your cry be to Him. Let your hope be in Him. Let your expectation be in Him. Because then He is going to receive all the honor and all the glory, and His people, they only have to receive the benefit. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, teach unto us Thy way, that way wherein Thou savest all Thy people, all we may see in this evening hour, a little illustration of Thy power over the enemy. Oh, there is a people here too that have to weep because of the power of the enemy. They have no strength, Lord. Oh, could it please Thee to open their eyes this night? Wilt Thou give them a little courage that they may cry to Thee? For Thou art the Savior. Thou art the Deliverer of Thy people. And wilt Thou bring us safely to our places again in this evening, forgiving all that is amiss and sinful in Thy holy sight. Give to us what we need in the week to come. The children at school, the mothers in the home, the fathers in their places. Strengthen each one in his way. Keep us from sin. Cause us to meditate upon Thee for Jesus' sake. Amen. 181. Blessed be the Lord, for us He cares, and daily all our burden bears. Our God is mighty, strong to save. Jehovah frees us from the grave. 1 through 4 of 181. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Bless.